just like, yeah, what of it?
Yeah.
I like sip my brandy and smoke my cigar and I just queef everywhere.
On command. Chef's kiss. If I don't queef after, it wasn't good.
Welcome to Honey Do Me, a podcast that goes into the bedroom and beyond, hosted by Emma Norman
and Cass Anderson. Here at Honey Do Me, we don't have all the answers, so we chat with experts, educators, and badass changemakers to get them.
We are here to remind our listeners and ourselves that what we're going through is normal, that we are worthy of love and pleasure,
and that we are all in this together. So tell us, honey, how do you do you?
Hello. Today, we are starting something a little bit more fun and funky.
Yeah. It's been a little while since we've introduced ourselves, you've gotten to know us. We've grown astronomically. And we just want to give you a chance to get to know us in the only way we know how, by drinking and telling.
Absolutely. I mean, so this is how many questions we have for each other.
A lot of questions.
Did that sound like a fart?
Or did that sound like a fart?
Or did that sound like all the questions that we have for each other?
So we are playing Truth or Drink. So we collected questions from our friends, from strangers, and from exes. Because who has better questions than exes? And so we're going to ask each other these questions, and we can either answer them or we can drink.
Yeah.
We're going to be drinking either way.
I'm going to bet we drink a lot regardless.
I'm going to bet we drink a lot and tell the truth a lot.
Yeah.
So
I wouldn't say you guys have known us for what, 4 months now?
Yeah.
How closed of a book have we been? And I'm going to say it's not a lot.
Wide open spaces, wide open legs.
Yeah. Yeesh.
Yeesh.
I think we should just go for it.
We're just going to go for it. As we like to say, let's just dive right in.
Yeah. You kind of sounded like a host of like a radio show.
I am the host of a radio show. It's called Honey Do Me. It premieres every Wednesday.
I've never heard of it. Literally never.
You are seriously missing out. You are.
I heard actually that they're really popular in the Netherlands.
They are.
And they're, Belgium.
They're 76th in Belgium.
True story. We are 76 sexuality podcast.
So shout out to Belgium. We love you. We see you.
Yeah.
And you're welcome in our homes anytime.
Let's fucking go.
Okay.
Let's
you want to start us off?
Yeah, I'll start us off.
Okay. First question. Truth or drink?
What is the raunchiest dream you've ever had? Do you have one?
You know, I feel like I don't have any super raunchy dreams, but I know that you do. So I'd love to start off with you and maybe it'll spark something for me.
I was really hoping you'd like dip your toe in because my dream is like aggressive.
Great. I wanted to start off aggressive. So,
okay. All right. So I really, it's going to start off real aggressive. Okay. I don't have any context for this. So when I tell you this, I have no idea how I got here or why it happened. Mm-hmm. But let me tell you that I only remember falling through space and time with a very weird no person that I know, just like a person that I'm attached to. And then they just go down on me in the middle of space and falling. And I'm like, you know what would be a good thing to do while we have nothing else to do but fall to our death? And then I pushed them down.
You pushed them down. I like that.
And they went down on me in the middle of space and time.
Wow. A love that conquers space and time. A love that even time will lay down for.
But I have to be honest and say that the person definitely looked like Voldemort. So that's the raunchiest dream I can remember having in the most recent present.
Yeah. I think my raunchiest would just be disappointing.
You just shouldn't even go there. Nothing can top that.
I'll just drink. Yeah.
So,
to know I'm drinking.
Do that one more time, I will cancel this podcast. And Belgium would be so upset.
Belgium is going to be devastated. All right. Next question.
There you go.
Have you ever eaten or contemplated eating someone's ass.
Yes.
I tried to say that like Davy Jones from Pirates of the Caribbean. Don't you think that's how we'd say ass?
Sure. Yes. I really like the visual you're giving me in many contexts.
Yeah.
You go first because you didn't answer the last one.
I have never, and I have never even contemplated it. I have been trying to warm up my partner in a consensual, loving way for just a finger because not in mine. I don't know. When I talk about putting a finger up his butt, I'm not like stoked about it, mm-hmm. if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
But it's, I think there is a lot of pleasure there that he is unwilling to tap. And I just want experiences. I just want a full sexual life. And so I think that that's depriving both him and me of an experience that we would maybe enjoy.
Fair.
So, no, I've never contemplated eating his ass or anybody else's ass. I would say no if they asked, probably. That's just not of interest to me.
Okay. I mean, fair.
Yeah.
In my answer, I asked and they said no.
So, you asked to eat their
ass?
Well,
okay, so my most recent boyfriend, mm-hmm. I asked him if he would ever let me, just or if he ever kind of wanted to.
Yeah.
And
so it wasn't like in the moment, like
No. It was just like
right now.
Honey. It was over dinner maybe.
Yeah.
So over you know, dinner stick. It was dinner talk. So and I said, "Would you ever let me?" And he said, "God, no." So,
All right.
So I just don't think that it was in the stars for us, and that's totally fine.
Yeah.
Okay, my turn.
Okay.
Have you ever had shower sex? And describe it.
Oh, saying I have had shower sex feels like a stretch.
Okay.
Because I have tried mm-hmm. to have shower sex. Actually, it was quite recent. My partner and I tried to have shower sex. So, flashback a few years, we went to Mexico together and we were taking a shower because it was fun, whatever. And he reached for something mm-hmm. and knocked my head into the side of the wall.
Oh, no!
It hurt. And so since that day, I've refused to get into a shower with him. And then a few weeks ago, I was feeling frisky. Mm-hmm. And so I hopped into the shower like, surprise, while he was washing his butt.
I don't know. Whatever boys do.
Yeah, whatever boys do in the shower. And I got in, I'm like, let's have shower sex. And he was like very excited. And then we tried and it just flopped. We tried. It just wouldn't go in because it was just the wrong angle. You know, I guess maybe if it curved a different way.
Oh, my God.
Is this too graphic?
Whatever way the wind blows, you know what I mean?
And then we just tried. We were eventually like, we'll do kind of like a cowgirl type thing, but like him sitting up.
In the tub?
Yeah. But
Tushy our in the tub
is our tub. Yeah, you sit down in a tub. That's normal. But we were just too wide.
It's a
small shower. And so it's like my thighs could not go on the side of his. Is this too graphic?
No, it's fucking hilarious.
And so it didn't work. And we were like, how do people have shower sex? We're in our mid-20s. How have we not figured this out? So,
oh my
needless
gosh.
To say, neither of us finished.
I mean, that's hilarious. I'll drink because your story is going to be better than mine.
Okay, that's fine. Next question.
Yes.
Have you ever farted during sex?
Jesus Christ. The one question we got, it's just...
We got this from a lot of people.
Yeah. I haven't. I don't recall ever doing that.
Yeah.
Maybe they could tell me different, but I don't think I ever did.
I haven't either, but we have gotten questions before, like not for this episode, about queefing.
Yeah.
And so I think those are some stories that we could share because I know you have a really fun one that I
like. I'm sorry. But I think queefing, and just point at me.
But queefing, I think Emma might have a thing or two to say.
I mean, well, one, queefing is normal, and I do that more often than farting.
You're going to say I do that more often than not.
Than not, you know, just in general.
Just walking through your day.
The first time I ever did it scared the shit out of me because it happened. I hadn't had sex yet. This was just the first time I'd been fingered, and he fingered me, and then I stood up, and I guess I queefed, and I don't know if he heard or if it was just like a small little one, but in my ears, it was so booming loud. I just fell into a heap on the ground. And I was like, this is what you've done to me.
It was his fault.
Like, it was him. And he's like, what, dear God, just happened? And I swear he put a spell on me and tried to humiliate me. Humiliate?
Humiliate. He humiliated me.
So that was the first time I ever creeped was from fingering.
Yeah.
Do you have-
I had a similar experience, and it was very unfortunate.
Uh-huh. Getting a hair off your face.
Intimate. Yeah. yeah, I just, like, he was fingering me, and then I, like, went and moved, and it made, like, to be totally honest, we heard his mom coming up the stairs. So
oh, yeah.
He, like, went out, and I, like, went up, and...
Jesus Christ.
It made the loudest farting noise.
Oh, no.
And I was just like mortified. And I turned to him and I was like, I did not fart.
Is this Jurg's?
No.
Oh, really?
That's mine. But Jurg does have another one. So my partner.
No, I thought, did you do that with Jurg?
Oh, no, that was not Jurg.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Yeesh.
That was like my high school.
Oh, gotcha.
Boyfriend.
I didn't really queef again until later boyfriends. That was like the first time it ever happened though. And it's so, why does it always have to happen when you're very young?
I could handle it now.
Now I'm just like, yeah, what of it?
Yeah.
I like sip my brandy and smoke my cigar and I just queef everywhere.
On command.
Chef's kiss.
If I don't queef after, it wasn't good.
I hate this so much. I'm so sorry for that. But
I'm sorry. You're welcome.
So funny.
Keep going.
Anyways, Jurgen, my partner, also has a funny story about queefing. So he was having sex with somebody, not me. And they queefed, and he could tell they were mortified.
Mm-hmm.
And so, being the kind-hearted man that he is, he said, I'm so sorry. I just farted. And took the full blame for it.
Like,
and she went
gentleman.
Along with it, even though they both knew.
Maybe she still thinks about him.
So
this
kind.
Day.
I know.
That's really cute.
In
That's
terms of cute. Farting specifically, though, sometimes right before we're about to have sex, he'll fart and I hate it. And I'm like, that really put me out of the mood, just so you know. Okay. It's like when you're putting on a condom.
It's just the awkward, weird, like,
it's
why?
It's the weird timing.
This is embarrassing for no reason.
And so to add an extra layer of noise, it's just like, are we that far in? Like, is this it?
I'm bummed.
Is this the best it's going to be?
Love it. All right, my turn. Okay, this one was my favorite one that I wrote
down.
But it's going to be cringy, and I love it.
Okay.
Who's...
I'm going to drink first.
Okay. Okay, well, I'll drink first, too. Who is the better bang out of the two of us?
Oh.
I found this one and I was like, I have to put it in.
I have to. You've had sex with more people.
That's true.
That wasn't an accusatory thing. That was something I'm jealous of.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe you. Sleep with Jurgen and then we'll figure it out.
We'll let Jurgen decide.
Jurgen, you said you'd help with this episode.
I think I might be slightly kinkier than you.
Really?
I think I could be.
See, I thought that too until you were talking about dirty talk and you said you were cringing at some stuff that you said. And I was like, pfft.
At stuff that I said?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
You said you cringed when you said the word cock.
Do you say cock a lot?
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay.
Maybe together we would make a great leg.
A great leg.
We'd really capture all the senses.
Yeah. Oh, I can't say that word. It
really?
Freaks me out. Yeah.
I think ever since,
which is funny because my shirt right now says respect the, and then
it's
there's
got
a huge rooster. Shout out to Matt for that
shout
shirt.
Shout out to Cox. You decide.
I mean, I would say me. I'm not going to say you and like put myself down.
I meant the world decide,
Not you.
But
all right.
But fuck, okay.
But fuck you, okay. I think we're both great in our own respects.
Yeah.
I think if anyone, you know, wants to just see.
Yeah. If Pete Davidson is
like
wanting to determine
in and says,
which one of us?
Both of you come here or one at a time. Maybe one at a time. Out of respect for our business.
Out of our business and friendship.
Let's just say one at a time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you scratched me.
I'm sorry.
Kinky. Catty. I'm kinky.
I told you I'm kinkier.
Okay, that was fun. Okay, you go.
Okay. Emma just drew a picture depicting anal fisting.
That wasn't a question. I just wanted to throw her off.
Beautiful.
I think it looks really
good.
Have
you ever been anally fisted? Have you ever been fisted?
No. Sure haven't.
I don't know if I'd allow that many in there. That many digits is what I mean.
I don't know what the outcome would be. I don't know if there's much productivity with a whole fist.
I feel like my cervix would be bruised.
I mean, who am I? I haven't experienced nor sought it out.
Yeah.
Nor been with anyone who has been fisted. But
yeah,
me personally, I do not find that that would be productive for my enjoyment.
No, it's not what I'm interested in. Am I going to say never? I don't say never to anything. Never.
I think I'm going to say never.
Who's kinkier now?
Cheers. You win that
one. I think I'm more willing to try stuff than you are.
We'll see about that.
Okay. I'm going to take another. What's the dumbest or craziest thing you've ever done drunk?
Oh, Jesus. All right. Well, I have a dumb, crazy, disgusting thing that's right. Also sexual.
Yeah.
If we all want to hear it.
Everybody?
Yes. They said yes. Ugh, God, this is the grossest thing I think I've ever. So it's not dumb and crazy. It's the grossest thing I've ever
That's
done
fine.
Drunk. I've had sex in a porta potty, which is disgusting. I know.
Like a fresh one?
I don't know.
Like a fresh
I was hammered.
Potty?
I was hammered.
So, no. That's the answer is no.
And that was the lowest of the low things that I've done sexually. It's fucking disgusting.
It's quite shitty.
I give everyone so much free reign to judge me on that. And that's fine.
It's dirty. Would you ever do it now?
No. Never. COVID? Are you kidding me?
Are you joking?
Yeah, it was bad. It was bad.
Yeah.
It was bad.
I'm sorry that happened to you.
I tried it. I did it first.
I asked.
I asked for
it.
It
was my idea.
Okay, you go. Please.
I mean, I haven't done like a lot of crazy or dumb shit. I've never like gotten blackout drunk or anything like that. I get drunk. And I'm just pretty silly.
Mama can drink.
I just dance around. I tried to climb a pole one time, like a beam.
You climb beams, yeah.
I tried to climb a beam. When we went away, one
weekend. A couple times, yeah.
Okay.
You've done it.
Yeah. Okay, I'm a beam climber. Yeah, I just, not a lot that I've done, if I'm being honest. So maybe I'll take some swigs.
So whoa, this bitch finished her drink.
This bitch came.
She came and she finished. Yeah, we've played group like Truth or Dare, and that was one not out of character for us, but I think really fun and like risque.
Yeah, did I do something? I don't think I did.
No,
anything
but
weird.
You dared me to lick icing off of your own partner.
Yeah, that was funny.
That was funny. He was very unsuspecting, and
yeah.
I love a good surprise.
All right. Yeah, I love a little surprise.
Okay, next question.
All right.
Ooh. How many orgasms have you faked?
None.
Really?
Yeah.
Ever?
I don't fake it. Which comes with its own issues because sometimes I'll be frustrated at my partner. There was a time in our relationship, like in the beginning, I used to be super uncomfortable with somebody going down on me. Like so uncomfortable. Like I wouldn't allow it. Like Jürgen was the first person to ever go down on me.
Okay.
And even in the beginning, I was like, nope, I'm not interested. I said I don't like it. I think I've talked about that a little bit before. But if I didn't orgasm from like penetrative sex, like that would kind of be it.
Uh-huh.
And it was just kind of like, and then I'd pout. And then I'd be kind of bitchy, which isn't fair. But yeah, I've never faked it. I've just always been a bitch after I didn't.
Fair. I mean,
I feel like that's in line with my personality. I don't really lie.
No, you can't lie.
I can't. That's a better way to put it. It's not that I don't. It's that I
you
cannot.
Freaking can't. So I love that I can tell when you're withholding something from me. So we've been on a we've hung out a few times where like maybe the day before we talked about something that like later you decided just wasn't true for you anymore. Mm-hmm. And you have been so quiet and so withholding until the moment comes where you're like, I just have to get this off my chest. Otherwise, I'm going to feel so guilty. And then you just like spill the beans.
Just the most like not big of a deal thing ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's so funny. You can't lie. So I get that for you.
Yeah. I'm very sensitive. Yeah. And so I don't like to, I cannot be lied to either. Because if somebody lies to me, like I will never forgive them. So if you've lied to me,
I don't think I've ever lied to you.
What would you lie to me about?
Liking you? Just kidding.
I love
wanting to be your friend.
I don't know.
I don't know. Fact that I'm fucking here.
Anything?
That I want to be here. I don't know.
I just, if somebody's gonna lie to me, I just rather they not be in my life, which sounds kind of extreme, but I've had people like,
I mean, I also know. I feel like one, we're very like we understand people pretty well. And so if you're lying, I can see that pretty clearly. And it's very uncomfortable for both of us.
It just feels gross. Yeah. I don't know. It just doesn't feel right. I'd rather have somebody tell me the truth and hurt my feelings so that I can deal with that instead of keep something from me.
From you. Hello, two drinks
Hello.
In.
Hello.
I'm catch on up
my
to you.
Third. And she is fiery.
She's fiery and fun.
I'd just rather have somebody tell me the truth and hurt my feelings. So, I don't like to have my feelings hurt, though. So, if you can keep it to yourself, wonderful.
Do it. And just don't lie about
withholding
it.
Withholding is not lying.
Yeah.
Just kidding. It is for me, but not for other people.
Anyway.
Anyways. What's the weirdest role play you've ever done? Or, if you haven't role played enough to where that feels like a deep question for you, pick a type of role play that you would do.
Ooh, okay. Maybe I'll do that one.
Okay. Have you done role play?
No, I haven't really, to be honest. Besides, like, I guess what you would say is power dynamics.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say.
But I think that isn't as much of a
it was
role play.
Dominating.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly.
There was no acting, no art involved.
No art in that. Couldn't exercise my actor abilities. So I think the type of role play that if I could pull it off, I would love to try stranger role play. So like we meet in a bar, like we're already kind of together. Stranger Things. No, that involves a lot of children, so I don't want to say Stranger Things.
So
let's pull that one back.
There's adults in it.
Yeah, not a ton.
Like three.
But I would do Steve.
I'd Billy.
Oh, shit. Wait, no, I'd do Billy. Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
Who
oh
wouldn't?
God, that mullet.
Words I never thought would come out of my mouth.
But for Billy, they would be. Yeah, they'd be there. Anyway, so if I was with someone or dating or whatever, and then doing like the stranger thing where they come up to you at a bar and like you get all like hot and heavy in the bar and then you like have sex in the bathroom type of a thing. So it's like a one night really hot, like maybe hour long thing.
Yeah.
And you pretend like you don't know each other. I think that would be super fun.
Yeah.
I would love that.
That sounds super fun. When anybody says like hot and heavy, I just think of like.
See,
like how I
you
feel
don't
after
like
running.
Sweaty.
No, I hate sweaty.
And I don't mind sweaty.
And
like,
I love to be dripping.
That's not what I mean at all. But like, I do mean like sweaty and like heavy. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's move on to your
sweaty
thing.
And heavy.
Sweaty and heavy. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
I have not done a lot of role play. I do have one small experience with role play. It was one night when Jürgen was shwasted. Mm-hmm. And he pretended that I was a cop. And that I had just pulled him over.
Uh-huh.
And he kept saying, Ossifer. Ossifer. Very drunk, if you can't tell from that pronunciation. Can I get out of this ticket? He asked me if he could kiss my boobies to get out of the ticket. And
yes,
I said,
you can.
No.
Oh. Oh.
I said no. And I think I pushed him off and then he fell asleep like right away, immediately.
I fucking
so, yeah,
love it.
That is my one...
Experience with role play.
I think I get really laughy. Like dirty talk has been like a huge, like I can't believe that I do like talk dirty with my partner because normally I laugh a lot. Mm-hmm. Like if I say something like
kinky or anything. Like, I laugh because I'm embarrassed or just uncomfortable or whatever. So dirty talk has been like a huge step for us. And so I feel like role play is like the next, where it's like you physically have to like act out something.
So, I can talk, but am I an actor? I don't know.
Am I an actor?
Who's to say?
Who's to say? Give me a stage. Give me a red carpet. I don't know.
Whatever.
If I were to do a role play, I really don't know what I would do. I think the stranger thing sounds good. I don't think I could like take on a role. Mm-hmm. Because then I start to think too much about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I could see that for you.
I can't have You'd be something.
Like, fuck, where did this person grow up? How do I do a backstory?
Yeah, so I would need something that didn't need a backstory.
Yeah.
Or a lot of details. Because I'd be like, why are we in this bed? If I'm your teacher, why are we in this bed?
I feel like the officer thing would be good for you. No?
Cause then if he could pronounce it, maybe.
Osfer. All right, my turn. Okay. Who is your least favorite ex?
Well, da-da-da. I only really have one, and so they would be both my favorite and my least favorite. I hope they're alive and well.
What a short and sweet answer.
I truly hope the best for them.
Yeah, that's great.
They gave me a lot. They took a lot. And so I'd say it was like a...
If I had a list, it'd be virginity, sanity.
Virginity, sanity. They gave me...
Memories.
Actually, I feel like they really taught me my worth and like not to settle for less. Even though in the end, I really would have been settling for less if we had stayed together. They dumped me. But
And spoiler alert.
Yeah.
They're not together anymore.
They really did teach me not to settle for less. So
cute.
I can't say that they're my least favorite. I don't regret a single thing. Like, I am so glad that that was the first person I had sex with. Like, everything.
Aww.
I feel so lucky to have had them.
So it's like your favorite ex.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My only,
like,
but my
too.
Favorite.
It's
yeah.
cute. Okay. Cute. Well, if I had to answer, I am going to go off of not necessarily boyfriends, because I've had like three, you know, have I lain with more? Sure. So I'm going to go off of that.
Have I lain betwixt the legs of more?
Absolutely.
So absolutely.
So I have two fucking terrible people that I wish I could erase.
Okay. Like from the planet or from your life?
You know, either.
If anybody's out there and has a way.
I think I'm going to go with the coworker I slept with one summer working at a camp. I'm going to leave it at that.
I didn't know you worked at a camp.
I did. I worked at a summer camp and I slept with a coworker.
Were you like the cool counselor?
I was the oldest counselor, if that counts.
I guess in a way.
Yeah. I was cool. I was
like how much older?
Like a couple years.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay,
a few years.
Okay, so everything was still legal. Let's put that out there. But I was like 21.
Okay.
And they were like 19.
Okay.
Okay. So I was
legal, but like why?
But like, Like I am confused.
Like what are you seeing in a 19-year-old?
He was so tall.
That's what you saw.
That's what I saw. That's all I could see.
Yeah, all you see.
He was the
chest. That's what you could see. Yeah. Fucking tall.
Fucking tall.
The worst belly button.
Top
I don't know how tall he was.
Yeah, no, he was tall. He was like, I don't know, whatever, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so we like had this whole dumb back and forth all summer. And so at the end of the summer, when everything was like done, wrapped up, we ended up sleeping together.
All the kiddies had gone home.
Yeah. We ended up sleeping together after like the wrap party.
At the camp?
No.
Oh.
Ugh, that would have been hot, though.
Yeah. I'm like, you should have just said yes. Just make it up.
Ugh.
You can retrain your brain.
you can reform those connections, actually, to just make new memories.
So if you just, like, keep thinking about it over and over and over again, like, your neural pathways are just going to be like, oh, that must be true.
That did happen. Mm-hmm. So, okay, it was kind of over, but we still all could come back and, like, sub if we had to for our shifts. So I ended up subbing a shift. And he was there as well after we had slept together a couple times. And he pretended like he didn't know me, ignored me, made everyone at the camp that already worked there hate me for some reason. Like, they, I think he told them and they all thought I was just this like slutty bitch. And I could tell, like, I could tell that they all knew, you know? And, but he ignored me. He didn't talk to me. He didn't look at me. And I would shove his face into things.
I wish his pee-pee would fall off.
I know. He was the dumbest little asshole bitch.
Yeah, I'm like, can we say cunt?
I was going to say, I was like, this dumbest little cunt that I could ever imagine. And then he, like, tried to get me to hang out after. And I was like, hey, you're really fucked up. And that was fucked up. And he was like, you're just a cool girl. And I'm like, suck a dick. I don't care anymore. You're 19. And I'm how do I care about you?
I am so much
I
better
can't
than you.
I care about you.
I'm 2 years better.
Yeah. So he would be my least favorite person mm-hmm. I've ever, you know, dropped down levels to sleep with. And I shouldn't have done that.
I'm sorry.
I don't regret many a folk that I lay between.
Many a folk that I laid between the legs of.
If you are listening, I regret you and you are worthless.
And I don't like
you. I don't like you.
All right.
You go.
Would you or have you ever done a threesome?
Ooh.
This was a common question. I will say that.
I haven't, and I would. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you the roles that I would specify. So it would I would want to do it with two women, or me being one of the women. So
honestly,
not three women, but me as one woman, another woman, and a man is how I would do a threesome. Preferably, would it be Halsey? Absolutely. It would be me, Halsey, and a very hot man. Mm-hmm. And that is the threesome that I would like if there are other Halsey-like women out there that are curious. I am also open to seeing what you're into, what you're up to, and like, what's up with you? That's where I'm at. What about you?
Yeah, I think, honestly, I would be open to any sort of threesome that like wasn't two other people with penises. That just sounds like a lot of penises.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's just too many.
Yeah.
One too many
penises. I would say there could be one other penis.
Mm-hmm.
Probably my partner.
Yeah. Ideally. Ideally, you're going to be there.
I wouldn't say ideally, but like probably.
Just kidding. Just like logistically, he'd probably be there.
Logistically, it makes sense. Like we live together.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, anything else I'd probably. I don't know. I don't know what I would do.
You don't. Like what
like
role
physically,
you would play?
Like what if I start to feel left out? You know what I mean? Like what if I'm just not. Not the center of attention.
I would have to be the center of
attention. I know. That's the hard thing. Like, how do you tell somebody, like, I'd love to have a threesome, but all eyes need to be on me?
Yeah. I am the star. You two are my guest stars.
Yeah.
And make me feel good.
And it's like, I know my partner would do that, mm-hmm. but it's like, I don't want to bring somebody else into that and be like, you're just the side.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I totally get that. I think it's still worth a try. I think it's still worth a shot.
And I would say, yeah, I don't know. Something like we've talked about, obviously. Not obviously, I guess.
Obviously.
I don't know, we just have talked about it.
We discussed this. Yeah.
I just don't know if it's something we would realistically do.
Uh-huh.
Because I think we think about things very realistically now, especially since we started the podcast and I've been like making him try stuff.
Yeah.
It's like everything I bring up is like, but realistically, would we do this?
Would
and, like,
we
think about it logistically.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I just don't know.
If you would? You
yeah.
don't know if you would. Okay. I think I would.
Yeah. Would you want one of them to be like your long-term partner?
Doesn't have to be.
Two stranger dangers?
I think it could be two stranger dangers.
Billy and Halsey?
Yeah. Fuck. Now that I am not with a partner, and that is just what I'm putting out there at the moment, I could see it being two like strangers that I like know are COVID free,
that have both been vaccinated,
yeah.
and you have also
and
been
like
vaccinated.
We're all down,
yeah,
yeah, because
vaccinated and down,
yeah,
those are the new vaccinated and DTF,
yeah, and
that
DTF.
Is your new Bumble
totally
bio
totally. So, because the problem with me is that I still know that I have things to work on. Where if I saw someone that I was like actually committed to mm-hmm. being interested in someone else, I still wouldn't be okay.
It would hurt.
So
yeah.
I don't think I could be committed to someone that was also in the threesome.
Yeah. I mean, I've thought about that a lot. Like the idea of like my partner being attracted to other people as well. And I don't know. I think I've like thought it should bug me and it kind of doesn't.
Well, that's great
bug
then.
Me.
That's great for you guys.
I love talking about like his past sexual experiences. Like I think it is so much fun. I wouldn't say it like turns me on, but it's like just something I fucking love talking about. So I don't know. I think maybe it would be kind of hot in a threesome. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, good. All right, I'll let you go next.
What is your biggest pet peeve during sex?
Ooh, okay. Honestly, I fucking hate when they don't just like make out. I think sensual, let's get into it. Sensual kissing is such a turn on for me. I love making out. I think making out is so fun. I've been obsessed with it since I was 13. I love kissing. And so kissing breaks are like huge for me. And if someone is constantly like trying not to kiss or trying just to do other stuff, that takes away all of the foreplay for me. And that takes away everything that like really turns me on and gets me like actually attracted to them. Cause I'm someone that's like more emotionally attracted and like gets turned on emotionally than physically, like in the beginning, obviously later it gets more physical, but like kissing is very, can be very like stimulating emotionally too. Right. So I love making out and I don't like it when people don't like making out. Yeah. What's yours? Or breathing heavy.
I was going to say breathing heavy. I don't like being breathed on. Which is really sad for my partner because like sometimes we'll be like cuddling when we're going to sleep and I'm like, you're breathing on me. You have to stop.
You have to move.
Which I feel like is sad.
Just breathe right back at him.
Yeah. Well, sometimes I'm like, can you stop? Which I realize is asking him to stop breathing.
Yeah. Which I hear it. I know it.
I know. So sometimes he'll like shove his head into the pillow, which
oh.
I know. Isn't that sad? But I would say my biggest pet peeve is just silence. I don't like silence. I like want there to be talking. I want there to be like moaning, I guess.
Donkey-ish moaning.
Okay.
Sorry. I've had a lot to drink.
I want there to be sound. And so I notice when it's like silent, I'm kind of like turned off.
Waiting. Yeah. I get it.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess I'm a very auditory.
Auditory
person. Have you ever... You know what? We haven't done a lot of forced drinking. We've told the truth on every single one and just been drinking. So
you know what? It's kind of like truth and drink.
Yeah, which is what one of our friends said when we asked her for questions. So
yeah. not much these bitches won't answer.
Have you ever had to stop having sex because something gross happened? And if so, what was it?
What was it? God. Okay, do you have a quick answer or no?
Probably, I don't even know if I'm being honest. I don't know if we stopped, but, just like my partner and I have period sex. So like sometimes it can be kind of gross and not like gross, but sometimes I guess it depends on who you are. It's not gross to us, but sometimes there'll be blood. And it's like, sometimes I notice that there's like a lot of blood. And so I'm like, oh, pause, Let's figure that out. But I guess I don't really consider that gross because I'm comfortable with my body. And I think the patriarchy has made us hate our periods.
Go
so.
Off. Go off. Go off.
If you think that's gross, fuck off.
Okay, fair. I guess I wouldn't say anything like gross.
Nothing gross happened in the porta potty?
Okay. If we're going to go there, I should have stopped and I shouldn't have walked into that porta potty. And that I fully understand as being disgusting. As far as in the middle of sex, I think early when I was young and not understanding that like...
Young and alive.
Alive! But not understanding that like your body's natural like... lubricant is like something you should totally honor and like love about yourself. I used to get really uncomfortable about that, like being wet during sex when I was young.
I feel like that's a good thing.
I know, and I was just so uncomfortable with how sex worked and how my body worked and how just your body functions when it's turned on that I didn't understand it and I felt gross. And so I would say that that's times I used to stop or I used to be like, oh, I'm so sorry, like whatever, and not understand like that's totally normal and exactly like how your body's supposed to be working right now. So
exactly.
I would say that's the only things I can remember of being like embarrassed about things happening during sex.
Yeah. I honestly feel like unless you shit yourself or you puke or like you pee, I guess. I don't know, unless you're into that, whatever. Yeah. The only reason to stop is because, like, you've been told it's something to be ashamed about, or, like, you've mm-hmm. taken on, like, feelings of shame about something about your body. Mm-hmm. There's really, like, I don't know, sex can be kind of gross because it's body
fluids. Sex is gross. Yeah. You're putting something inside someone else's body cavity.
Yeah.
And then for to stick my hand in your mouth, like, that'd be gross.
That'd be gross.
So for somebody to stick their pee-pee in my...
in your vachuchu.
My vachuchu.
Penis it's, and vagina. I gross. Say the words.
It's gross.
Yeah.
It is. Sex is like nasty.
A penis in a butt or two
vaginas.
Do you
vaginas. Stick penises up your butt? Or, yeah. But if we're talking about what we do. Yes. Yeah. Penises in our choo-choos.
Yeah.
Is like, yeah, it's weird. It's funky. But like now we've both pretty much embraced what happens during.
Yeah. It's just kind of like.
Wait, no. Cunnilingus is with the mouth. Yeah. Like,
yeah. Yeah, I can't really think of anything that maybe other people would consider it was gross, but I can't think of anything that, like, I have considered so gross that I was like,
let's stop.
Time out, motherfucker!
Fair enough. Fair enough. Yeah. All right, let's move on. Okay. Have you ever been sexually attracted to a friend's boyfriend or partner?
Not a friend's. Not like a friend's partner, like an acquaintance's partner. For okay. Sure. Yeah, like I've thought that other like that my friends' partners were like really cute and like I've loved their personalities, but I think mm-hmm. I've just always seen them as like
yeah,
my friends.
Yeah.
I don't know. So I've never been like sexually attracted. I've never had like sexual feelings
right
about a friend's partner.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair.
What about you?
So, let me preface this. If I were to talk about my closest friends, no, of course not, because that's like a it turns into a brother sister weird type of thing.
Yeah,
you know, but
what I do say, remember one thing you said to me a few weeks
what?
Back though.
What did I say? You say it now.
You said if you were to ruin your life, you've thought about which of your two close friends' partners you would sleep with. Do you not remember this?
Oh my God, no. Oh, if I knew I was going to ruin my life, yeah. Like who would I sleep with? Oh, I said I wouldn't know who to choose between yours and Jenna's.
Yeah.
I love you both. Yeah. I love all of you. I love all four of you. If there was a gun to my head and I had to choose which one of my friends, boyfriends I would choose, I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
You all are so cute. I love you all.
I said Jürgen's wiener was pretty big. So you were like, yeah, that might like, sway me.
Hey, literally might sway me. So
so to say you have not thought about it would be a straight up lie.
I might be lying. Would I say acquaintances and friends of friends, partners, I've been like, hey, I think you're totally looking at me when I'm like feeling insecure and want to be told I'm pretty? Sure.
Absolutely.
Of course.
You're like, I know you're in love with me.
You know what? I know that you're like happy with your partner, but like, I think you could see something with me. Totally, I've gone there. I
think you see it.
Because.
See the V.
You see the V. Yeah. No, I've totally like flirted with acquaintances, partners, and like, it's not great, but yeah, I've totally done that in the past. Not to any of you, because
we're a little
we're
too close.
We're all too close, yeah. And we all hang out way too much for this to be fun.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyway.
For it to be fun, it's more life ruining.
It's more life ruining, for sure.
What's the weirdest thing you've masturbated to?
Oh, my God. God, I don't know.
Drink or truth? Truth or drink?
Truth or drink?
Drink or tell?
You know what? I'm going to pull a drink to this one.
The first one.
I'm going to pull a drink to this one. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So you can answer if you choose.
I'm so boring. I don't have anything like in particular. Uh-huh. I don't know. I think I really try. This sounds so like woo-woo. I really try and just like feel into my body and I don't try and like think about other things. I try and feel.
That's totally fair.
Because I think I have a problem with thinking too much.
I mean,
in general,
for your type of human being that you are,
for me as a
that
human,
makes
yeah.
complete sense.
So that's
how you escape into like your body.
Yeah. So, I mean, I wouldn't say I have a super strong like masturbation practice. That's something I'd like to work on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We did get another question about how many times we touch ourselves a week.
And that sounds like my uncle asking me.
It wasn't,
how
for the
times
record.
Do you touch yourself? Like, just, you know, touching base. And yeah. That was a creepy way to phrase that question.
Yeah, I don't like it at all.
I do not appreciate it, and I will not answer that.
My answer would be, I don't know, though. IDK. It's not consistent.
IDK, man.
Again, I don't have a strong practice.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't
have a strong Netflix practice. Would be, like, the strongest practice that I have.
Yeah. I have a really, you know, tight bond with my Hulu account, and we see each other every night for a couple hours.
And so sometimes I'm too tired.
I'm too tired to hang out after.
Sometimes I forget it's an option.
Sometimes, yeah. I forget it's like a self-practice. Mm-hmm. Literally. But like, it's like a total thing that you could like... I mean, I'm still working through like it being naughty, you know?
Exactly.
So I forget that it's a thing that you could do and like... You light candles, you turn on some music,
yeah.
And you do that because it's nice.
I still don't, like, tell my partner, like, all right, I'm going to go masturbate.
I got to go. No. No. God, yeah. No.
Ugh, I remember in high school, some guy said, flick the bean. And
I fucking hate that so much.
That.
It's disgusting.
And he was, like, saying it as a joke about me, too. And I...
Nope.
I hope the same thing that happens to your camp yeah. happens to this person.
Fucking hate that. It's disgusting. It's not even funny. Like, it's not even like a cringy funny. It's like, no, it's not funny.
Also, like, flicking? No, you're doing it wrong.
You are. I'm going to make fun of you and your sexual practices yeah. if you ever say flicking the
exactly.
bean. Exactly. Hands down.
All right. What sexual act are you best at?
Ooh. Let me start by saying, if anyone disagrees with me, never fucking tell me. Ever. Ever. Don't ever tell me. I think I'm pretty good
teabagging.
I think I'm pretty good at motorboating them, you know? I think I can do that really well. No, I think I'm pretty good at going down on a guy.
Yeah.
I think if I put my heart into it and I focus... And make it an action worth doing. I think I'm pretty good.
Nice.
I think I have some skills. Yeah. What about you? Don't ever tell me if I'm wrong. Please. Dear
Give
fucking
it to
God.
Yourself.
Also, so there's really only one person I feel like that would have the validity to tell me if I'm wrong. So anyone before 3 years ago, you don't count. I've learned so much since then.
You should see the things I
you
can do.
Can't you. Tell me. You can't tell me
the
if I do
the things I
wrong.
Can do with a penis. No.
There you go.
I have a tiny mouth, and so it gets sore fast. Yeah. So I wouldn't say I'm like a superstar at that.
Uh-huh.
I've never gotten a complaint.
Sure.
I've
gotten a round of applause.
Rounds of applause. Standing ovations.
A little swing of ovation. Swinging around. Gross.
All right.
You're gross.
I don't know if there's like a... I'm great at... Somebody going down on me.
I am great at receiving, you know?
I think I have actually... Okay, I know that's not what this question was getting at, but I feel like I have gotten so much better at receiving over the past few years, and mm-hmm. I feel like that was the thing that I struggled with the most. It wasn't any other sexual act other than receiving, and now I'm really fucking good at receiving.
Okay.
So that's what I'm great at.
Well, fuck it. Whatever.
Yeah.
That's one way to answer this question.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Okay. Last one. Last final one. What kind of porn do you vetch? Watch. Was the last word.
Like, do I bitch?
Do I vetch?
I only really watch, like, women. I don't watch,
yes.
yeah, anything else.
Yeah. I agree with you. I think 9 times out of 10, I am looking for, it's phrased as girl on girl under the Balesa
drop
down.
But we can say women on women.
Yeah. Yeah. Ugh, God. That's true. Yeah,
yeah.
I agree with you.
It's just better.
Mm-hmm.
It's all around better.
I mean, I've like looked into that too a little bit. And it's like, because you're looking at the right way to pleasure, you know, vulva.
Yourself, yeah.
Yeah, and, like, someone that, like, enjoys that type of pleasure.
Yeah.
I don't know. And so they just give it well.
Yeah.
And it's nice to watch. Not gonna lie. So that's the type I watch.
Yeah, I kind of always knew that that was, like, the kind of porn that I liked.
Mm-hmm.
Since I was, like, 18.
Yeah.
And so I've never really watched anything else. That was kind of when I started watching porn, around that age. And I hadn't before then. Mm-hmm. And I've never really watched anything else. So maybe something else is good. Probably not.
Probably not.
So, yeah.
Wow. That was really fun.
That was really fun. We got some good cues.
Good P's and Q's, man.
Yeah. So if you don't know us now.
Yeah, you fucking do. You do.
Yeah.
You should. This is me, yeah, telling you just about everything.
That's everything you need to know about me.
Exactly. So no homework for honeys this week.
Yeah.
Unless it is to ask yourself these same questions.
Yeah. Check in with yourself. See what's going on. I think one thing I've noticed over the past 4 months of doing this, and I hope that the same is happening for you, is how much more comfortable I've gotten with sex and talking about sex, even things that, you know, maybe a normal person wouldn't be comfortable talking about. They just don't faze me anymore. And I think it feels so empowering to just be like, oh, you flinched when you said anal? Mm-hmm. What? Not that I'm an anal expert. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
But it just feels nice to be able to answer these questions without flinching and without having to be like, I'm going to take a drink. Like, you know, certain things are private, but for the most part, it's like, why?
Yeah.
I don't know. Some people I think could say we're like sharing too much, but I disagree.
Yeah.
100%. I think if we all talked about these things, we'd all feel normal.
A little bit better.
Yeah.
100%. I mean, I would say that 2 years ago, I was looking for someone that was talking exactly like we're talking. So
exactly.
100% agree. And rate, review, subscribe.
As always. Yeah. We love it.
Leave us a little commenty. Yeah. Commenty box.
Tell us how much you love us.
Yes, please. Anyway. All right. Well, I guess we'll see you guys next week.
Yeah. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.